Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Affinity Streaming Podcast. I am Contrell, joined as always by Sarah, Riley, and Charlie's not here. But welcome back. How's everyone?
All right. Surviving.
Good.
All right. Awesome. Great. Thank you. Thanks for participating. Today's movie is called The Holdovers, 2023, 2 hours and 13 minutes. Rated R, and spoilers are ahead. Before we start, as usual, please, guys, follow us on our social media accounts. We are on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. We are at Affinity Streaming Podcast. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. The Holdover, starring Paul Giamatti, directed by Alexander Payne, Paramount. No, it wasn't Paramount. What was this on? I don't remember the studio. Anyway.
It was on Peacock.
All right. 96 critics, 91 audience, 7.4 on Film Affinity. So Riley, why don't you tell us about how depressing this movie was?
Stop it. You know that.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know. Every time I see a movie that has this good of a rating, I always feel like I'm set up for disappointment. I did enjoy it to an extent, but it was slow. It was so slow. And there were elements of it that little funny moments, but for it being listed as a drama comedy, I was like, this should just be drama. It shouldn't be listed as a comedy at all. But I thought that the actors and actresses did a really good job. I thought it was filmed well. It was different. I'm not sure why they made the filming choice of doing the shortened screen, making it older. But yeah, I wouldn't give it as high of a rating as the other sites did, but I did enjoy it. It was just slow.
It was amazing for me. I love it. I can't disagree more. I like the pace. I like the little cast, the just four people, the main one. I like a lot the story because it's weird. It's not always the same type of love. It was this love from teacher, student relationship, which is weird to see. And all the drama that is happening and going on their lives. They're very miserable alone, but they happy together. Or they can be happy together. So that was great, because we people need people, and I felt this movie made the point so well. It was very tasty for me. The guy was, yes, because it was the script, okay. Because I felt the guy, everyone, the background for me, for every character, the development, it was very well set. The setting, mm-hmm. for the cooker, the cook, for the teacher, and the main guy, August is the name?
Angus.
The rebel guy. So I felt they help each other, in all the ways. So I just loved it. And maybe I could shorter 15 minutes, but I liked it a lot. It's the best thing that I've watched in a long time.
Wow, it's impressive. Yeah,
because it's the story. I don't care about the special effects. I don't care. I care about the acting and how the message is delivered. And the main guy, all four, because also the maintenance guy was there. And also I thought it was a good touch when... Yeah, one appears and it's there's puke and vomit in that place, and the teacher was covering the student, and then suddenly he brought the thing to the guy, to the student, to clean it up. So that was I don't know, I felt their relationships, they worked so well. They were very well interconnected. And they make it work. So I care about the acting and the storytelling, and I loved it because it was simple but good, with good message.
Yeah, I enjoyed the movie. It was just, I just had a lot of depressing parts to me. I don't know
if it was what is depressing
mood,
for you.
The mood
what?
I was in when I was watching it. The guy with his dad and like the teacher thinking he's gonna hook up with this lady and she has a boyfriend and just like the parents being jerks and it's just a lot of like depressing stuff about it. A lot of anyway, but I enjoyed the movie. I'm not saying I didn't like the movie. I enjoyed the movie.
It reminded me of Breakfast Club in some respects, like with the small cast and just the dynamics. Like, it's a completely different movie, but the concept.
Breakfast Club is a top 10 movie of all time, so just slow your roll on that one. All right. You mentioned one of
23, one second. Now in 2023, it's so difficult like to impress people, or it's just difficult to redo something or remake, and it's, you know, everything is very like done, and there's like so many platforms, so many like people. I don't know, the offer is so much. So I feel like finding something that can touch you, it's so difficult nowadays. Breakfast Club, I mean maybe in that time it was like kind of easier. I'm not saying like I love the movie, but I think maybe it was easier to be innovative or new. I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Let's talk about our favorite scene. You mentioned one of mine already, which is when the maintenance guy gave them the bucket and the mop. I just thought that was a funny scene. And he said something like get out of here with that shit or something that when he gave it to him. That was great. And then just the thing that made me chuckle was like Paul Giamatti trying to throw a football. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard, but he played Paul. Just him trying to throw the football was just hilarious to me. Anyway, you have a favorite scene, Riley?
I mean, obviously the ending was great when he like kind of covers for the guy. But aside from that, I just kind of like the scene when they're in the restaurant and they're trying to like make him feel better after visiting his dad, Mary and the teacher. And they just like are trying to order the dessert and the waitress is giving them such a hard time. And then they go like make it in the parking lot. I just thought it was like a nice moment that like, I don't know. It's like you could finally tell they were all on the same team. Like they all were like really getting along and the like transition in the story went well.
Yep. How about you, Sarah?
The evolution of them, like, I mean, the cook didn't evolve very much. But for example, for him, like the Agus or the guy,
Angus.
Oh my God. I don't know why I always like mix it. He started like being like the rebel guy, but at the end he respects the teacher and he like behaves and, you know, like respects him and listens to him. And the teacher also gets more loose and starts like cursing and starts like doing all these like confronting people, you know, like saying no to the waitress. And my favorite scene, of course, is like the last one, because it's like the resolution of like the building relationship that they had. So it's like he loves teaching. It was his life. He wanted to do that and wanted to help like guys to educate them. So he's putting up front, he's like saying that he wants the guy, like the student, like do better instead of his career. So I felt like this is like a very like selfless like moment, and I think it's great because I believe both, like the acting. I believe when at the very end when they say see you at the end, that the guy was there like going and say goodbye. I love that moment too. I believe both that they love each other so much, but they never said it. They never touched it. They just like shake hands because it was like very inappropriate, I guess, like touching or hugging. So they just shake hands like saying, I love you. And the other one was like, also I love you, but they didn't say any of that. So it was great. I just loved everything, every line. I don't know, it was so cute.
You didn't think it was depressing that the guy got fired and he's driving off with no job?
It is depressing, but the meaning behind being depressed is way worth it. Like, he's happier being fired by that thing that just fired because he's a bad teacher, you know? They think that he's a bad teacher, but he knows, and people that knows that around him that why he was fired. And also, I love the moment when the guy, Angus, is waiting for the resolution because the parents are in the office. And the cook went there and sat down with him and hold his hand. And it's like, I was like, yes, they're so cute. Like, of course, like, they have each other. And that's the best, even if, like, the rest of their lives, like, sucks, you know?
Yeah, mention Angus was played by Dominic Sessa, and Divine Joy played Mary Lamb. Those were the stars of the movie. They were great.
You know how they found him, Dominic? I was like looking them up to see like what previous stuff they like the different actors and actresses had been in, but he had like nothing listed on his IMDb, and I was like, what? And I clicked on it, and the school that they filmed at, they just like had open auditions for anyone that was like in that school.
Oh, really?
And they cast him.
Wow, that's pretty good. He's
amazing. He had like a couple monologues, like that he had to speak like with not very input, and he's great. I was like very, very like into it because sometimes like, you know, they can lose a little character or something, but I just loved it.
I feel like I could walk onto a set and just give a great performance, even though I have to.
I mean, you too. Other people don't, but you.
What would you have changed anything about the movie, Sarah?
I don't think so, because I understood very well like where they were, like the characters when they start and when they're finished, and. I don't know. I felt like they put like a lot of like also elements, like the Christmas party, like with the girl, with when he figured that the girl, like the woman, of the party, like also has like a boyfriend or fiance or whatever. There's like a lot other elements that they make it like more like fluent. Also the bar. The cinema, when they go to see the father thing, like there are very like a lot of things that happened, like instead of like being a monotonous and just being at school. So I enjoy it. I think it's very well done.
Riley?
I don't know. I feel like Sarah is defending the movie well, and it's changing my opinion a little bit on the pacing, because like the pacing is what like I would have changed the most, but I do understand like
you
like,
need that.
I get where you're coming from. So like I get it, but I don't know. Maybe a balance, like maybe just a little bit less of it, because like at some points, like the first like 30 minutes, I was like, this is really like dragging, and then I got more into it. But I get it. I understand why, but. Maybe something a little bit in that regard.
Nice. All right. So if you had to pitch a sequel or a prequel, which way are you going and what's your idea?
Prequel.
Prequel about which character?
I think I'm going to the teacher.
Like his Harvard days. Amazing. Like his days at Harvard. And.
Yeah. How this like, because his character. And also he lied to his friend when they were like, they found, you know, so it's like, he has these morals, like you have to be like on time, polite, not to lie, of course, like so like straight with everything. And he, when finds like his like friend with the woman and he lies about it. So I felt like where he comes like, from like now we know that where he is now, but all the building up, like growing up and why he decided to be in that school forever with no relationship, with no I don't know, you know, not building personal life.
Yeah,
I think that it would be interesting for me, like where what happened to him to be like this,
right?
Yeah, I think I would enjoy that the most. But also just to offer another perspective, like it would be interesting to see like in a sequel, like what happens with Angus. Like I feel like this like relationship changed him and like will make him want to be a better student and more like, I don't know, kind of want to prove his worth for the teacher because he knows he sacrificed his job for him. So seeing like what he does in the future and maybe the teacher actually does like write his book and everything, like, and maybe their like paths can cross again in some way. It would be nice to see.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I like more on Mary the cook, maybe in her son and his time at that school. I'm sure that'd be an interesting
Yeah,
story
she was good.
also.
She was really good. I
Yeah,
enjoyed her.
she was my favorite character. Mary. Was she your favorite also? Did you have another favorite?
No, for me, it's Angus. I feel
Angus.
like he played very well every emotion. And if it's his first movie, I'm so amazed too. You know, it's like, good job. And he get to carry the movie too with Paul. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Awesome.
crazy. I like Mary a lot too. I mean, honestly, like when you have a cast that small, they all need to be great.
Good,
So
yeah.
like they all did a good job. Control, I
Awesome.
forgot to mention it before, but I was gonna ask you, I thought the candy cane scene was gonna be your favorite.
The candy cane scene, I'm not
You remember
recalling.
the outdoor bookstore, like when that light
Oh,
comes
with
up.
the
Yeah.
I forgot about that scene. Yeah,
Yeah, when I was watching, I was like, oh my God.
oh yeah, that was pretty
Let's go somewhere warm.
Go ahead. I can wait here.
See? He can wait here. Read some books. He doesn't mind if Daddy gets a little candy cane.
Thank you, but I never really liked candy canes. Plus, I'm pre-diabetic.
It was
Nah,
really funny
what's
though.
not my favorite. Thanks for thinking that the hooker scene would be my favorite scene. I appreciate that.
You see,
No
there were
problem.
funny moments, so it's a funny drama. It's like a comedy
Yeah,
drama.
there are funny. There are moments that made me chuckle. All
Yeah,
right.
and also like the words, like he was very blunt, like saying like, I don't know what eye I have to look at, you know? Or
Yeah.
listen. You know, their punchlines that they were like, okay. Like they took you off of the heaviness of the story.
All right. So overall, are we recommending this movie to friends and family?
100%.
100%. It was
I
actually
would recommend
recommended
it.
to me from Katie from the Shorzy podcast. So she recommended this. How
Nice.
about you, Riley?
Yeah, I would recommend it. Maybe not to like kids, but
Yeah, no, we don't recommend movie to
like
children, so.
they're that's just yeah, but their attention span will not go
Yeah.
with it.
All right, cool. All right, so other actors in this movie. I know Angus doesn't have a pass, but do you want to recommend some other movies here? Paul Giamatti has a long list we can go from.
I remember Paul from because I saw him and I was like, oh my God, I saw him like elsewhere. And I saw him in The Illusionist.
Yes, great movie.
Yep, so I love that movie. So it's a little old right now, like already, but very good still.
Good job.
I'm actually gonna recommend the TV show that the actress name who played Mary is Davine Joy Randolph. She was in This Is Us, which is a good TV show. I haven't kept up with it, but it was good in the beginning when I was
So
watching
let me just, as an aside, mention This Is Us. I've watched maybe two or three episodes,
it.
and I like audibly gasped at like the end of each one. Like each one just had a twist that I was like, oh, and like jumped out of my seat. So that I recommend that show. I haven't been past like two episodes maybe, but
You
it
need to
was
watch
great.
it. It's a
Good
really good
show. But I'm
show.
gonna go with a movie my kids loved. It was called Big Fat Liar, starring Paul Giamatti, Amanda Bynes, and Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, I
So
remember
uh,
that when I was a kid.
that
I
was
enjoyed
that
it a
was that was
lot.
that's my favorite. That was one of my kids' favorite movies. So there we go. All right, Riley, give us a shout out of the week.
I'm just gonna shout out all this snow and hopefully being cleared because this is like the most snow that we've had all year, and hopefully it's just this week of snow and then it's done. I don't need any more. It looks pretty right now.
Snow sucks. How about you, Sarah?
I want to shout out to Katie because she recommended this movie, and I'm so glad she did.
Nice. Good job.
Because I wouldn't.
Yeah, Katie's known for having really great taste and stuff. So.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I saw it announced anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I'm going to shout out an Apple Plus show called, I can't pronounce it, Schmigadoon. It was recently canceled after 2 seasons. And I normally hate musicals, but I actually enjoy that TV show. After 2 seasons, you guys can go back and watch it and catch up. All right. That's it, guys. Thanks for joining us. Next week, we're doing Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm sure that's going to be very uplifting and...
Too super uplifting.
Yeah.
I mean, you just see Leonardo DiCaprio on screen, and that's just worth it.
That's worth it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Sarah loves Leo.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so good.
Have you ever not liked him in a movie?
What?
Have you ever not liked him in a movie?
No. I like him slightly less, but not like it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys, for Riley, Sarah. Hopefully we'll have Charlie back next week. So thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Affinity Streaming Podcast. Bye, guys.